由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好欢迎你再次收听这个节目《天路导向》。
How glad we are when we hear from you and you write to us and tell us how much these programs are blessing you.
我们呢，也都很高兴你能够来信呢，告诉我们听，你们是怎样因着这个节目而蒙福的呢？
We always love hearing from you and reading your wonderful letters.
我们呢，总是非常之高兴能够收到你的来信的。
Feel free to write to us today.
所以呢，请你是多多的写信给我们啊。
I want to begin by telling you a story.
在开始讲今天的内容之前呢，我想先跟你讲一个的故事。
Because we are continuing in a series of messages, How God Works.
因为我们现在正在讲一个的系列信息，这个系列信息是叫做上帝的方法，又或者是神怎样去作工的。
This story appeared in one of the newspapers in the West.
我要分享的这个故事是记载在美国西部的一份刊物上面的。
It was about a young man who once found a $5 bill on the street.
咁有一次呢，有一个年轻人呢，就喺路上发现咗一张$5嘅钞票。
After that experience,
咁自此之后呢，
he decided that for the rest of his life, he would never lift his head while walking.
佢就决定呢，从今以后都唔再抬起头呢去行路啦。
I know you agree with me, this is very dangerous.
我想呢，你都会好同意。同我一样咁同意咧，就系咁样做咧系好危险嘅。
However, the paper went on to say，
但系咧呢一份嘅报刊咧，佢系跟住咁样讲
，that over the years this man accumulated the following things，
就话咧跟住落嚟嘅呢几年里边咧，呢、这个人咧就积存咗以下呢一啲嘅嘢
，29,516 buttons。
究竟有啲咩呢？係包括咗29,516个三楼楼扣嘅。
54,172 pins。
仲有咩呢？就係有54,172支筆。
12 pennies。
同埋呢係12分钱。
A chronically bent back。
而佢嘅背脊呢，亦都呢係变成咗驼背啦。
And a miserly disposition.
咁呢一个年轻人咧，佢嘅性情咧就变得好悲观，变得好消极啦。
The man also lost something else.
呢个人咧，佢亦都咧系失去咗一啲嘅嘢嘅。
He lost seeing the glory of the sunlight.
佢错过咗灿烂嘅阳光。
The smiles of friends and freshness of the blue sky.
佢亦都咧系错过咗佢嘅朋友嘅微笑，同埋咧嗰个好清新嘅蓝天。
Even the writer of the newspaper discerned that terrible greed。
就连咧系负责报道呢一单新闻呢一个个故事嘅嗰位记者咧，亦都指出呢个咧系一种好可悲嘅贪婪嚟嘅。
But the Bible tells us，
但系圣经咧就话俾我哋听。
There are grave consequences to the sin of greed, envy, and covetousness.
贪婪、嫉妒嘅罪咧，仲有更加可怕嘅后果嘅。
Unbridled greed produces unadulterated misery.
纵情嘅贪婪咧，系会产生十足十嘅痛苦嘅。
Uncontrollable covetousness results in an unabating grief.
而失控的贪婪呢，亦都会呢是导致无边的受苦。
The fever of wanting more and more and more can only produce perpetual pain and emptiness.
无止境的欲望呢，只是会制造不断又不断的痛苦和虚空而已。
We have a clear example of the consequences of greed, envy, and covetousness in Ahab and Jezebel.
在亚哈和耶洗别的身上，我们看见一个很鲜明的例子，就是贪婪和嫉妒的后果了。
The story is well known to some of you.
有些人呢，对这个的故事呢，是并不陌生的。
It is found in 1 Kings chapter 21 and 22.
这个呢，是记载在《列王纪》上的21、22章的。
Let me repeat it to you.
让我呢，再一次去复述亚哈和耶洗别的这个故事啊。
There was a poor, simple man, but he was faithful by the name of Naboth.
有一个很朴实，却是很虔诚，去相信神的人，他叫做是拿伯。
Naboth owned a small vineyard that butted up against King Ahab's summer palace.
拿伯呢，他有一块很小的一个葡萄园，是很靠近亚哈王的宫殿的。
Let me stop here and tell you that vineyard was the very sign of fruitfulness.
在这里我要提醒你，葡萄园呢，往往是代表多结果子的意思的。
But poor Naboth.
但是可怜的拿伯。
When his ancestors came into the promised land, they received their inheritance.
当他的祖先进入应许之地的时候，他们呢得到的产业呢，
And it happened to be next to King Ahab's garden.
咁啱得咁巧呢，就是靠近亚哈王的花园那里的。
And Ahab felt incomplete without owning all of the surrounding land.
而亚哈王就觉得不能够拥有周围所有的土地呢，实在是很遗憾的。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，我请你呢，是仔细听我讲。
Greed always makes you feel incomplete.
贪婪是总是会令到你觉得很不满足的。
No matter how much you have, you feel incomplete unless you get more.
无论你拥有几多，你都仲想得到更加多，否则呢，你就很不满足了。
More does not make you complete.
再多啲，再多啲咧，都唔能够令到你觉得满足嘅。
So you want more.
所以咧，你又想要得到更多、更加多啦。
Actually, you will never feel complete at all.
事实上，你永远都唔会觉得满足嘅。
You will never feel like the Apostle Paul felt when he said the following in Philippians 4:11.
你永远呢都不能够体会到使徒保罗在腓立比书四章十一节所讲的说话。
I have learned to be contented whatever the circumstances.
他在那里说呢，我无论处在怎样的境况都可以知足。
It's like the employer who overheard one of his workers talking to another worker saying,
这个呢就好像有一个的雇主，他听见他的一个雇工和另一个工人在这里说，
If I had $1,000, my problems would be over.
如果我有$1,000，那我的问题就可以解决了。
And I would be perfectly contented.
我呢就会是觉得心满意足的了。
The employer was blessed of God.
这个雇主呢，他得到神丰富的赐予。
So he decided to give her the $1,000.
所以他就决定去给这个的雇工呢$1,000了。
Because he knew that all the money in the world is not going to make her contented.
因为他清楚知道，即使是全世界的金钱啊，都不能够使那个工人满足的。
So he said, here is $1,000 so you can be perfectly contented.
所以他就对他说，现在给$1,000你，让你呢可以心满意足了。
And when she received the money and before the boss left the room,
而当这个工人拿到钱，在他的老板离开这间房之前呢，
He overheard her saying,
个老板就听见个工人话啦。
Why didn't I say 2,000?
当初点解我唔话要2,000呢？
That's what greed does.
这个呢就是贪婪喺度作祟啦。
Ahab's greed was like the man who had a nail stuck to his shoe.
阿哈嘅贪婪呢就好似有一个人佢嘅鞋底呢係插咗一根钉一样。
He could not enjoy anywhere he walked because of that nail in the sole of his shoes.
无论佢去到边佢都因为呢一根嘅钉而觉得呢好似有芒刺刺喺个背脊度係周身唔舒服嘅。
Ahab was a man in a grip of greed.
阿哈是一个被贪婪所捆绑的人。
Years ago, greed was characterized as one of the seven deadly sins.
在很久很久之前，贪婪是被视为七宗罪，七大死罪之一的。
Greed began in the Garden of Eden.
贪婪是始于这个伊甸园里面。
Let me explain to you.
让我呢，是解释一下给你听啊。
The word greed is often bandied about without explanation.
贪婪这个词呢，通常呢，是不需要加一些的解释呢，就被人呢，是滥用了的。
There are some people use that word in order to manipulate others.
有些人呢，很刻意用这个的词语呢，来去影响其他人。
But the best biblical definition of greed is found in the Garden of Eden.
但是最符合圣经的解释呢，却是出自伊甸园的。
And it is this.
亦即是呢，这样讲。
Biblical greed is when you look at the one thing that God says you cannot have and you reach out and get it.
圣经里面的贪婪呢，就是你伸手去索取神不容许你要的东西。
Greed is the obsession of getting what you do not have.
贪婪就是说一定要得到你所没有的东西。
Greed is the state of discontentment no matter what you have or don't have.
贪婪就是无论你拥有多少东西你都不能够满足。
Greed is the state of constant inner emptiness.
贪婪是一种长期的心灵的空虚。
Greed is borrowing money that you know you cannot pay back.
贪婪就是你去借贷一些你明知自己还不到的钱。
Greed is buying things that you don't need.
贪婪就是去购买一些你不需要的东西。
Greed is the state of wanting to get and get and get and then get some more while giving nothing or very little back.
贪婪就是你不断地去索取、去索取、去索取，而丝毫呢是不愿意去付出任何的东
西。This is the proper definition of greed.
这个呢就是贪婪的正确的定义了。
Listen carefully, please.
请你仔细听我讲啊。
There is a fine line between greed and the breaking of the law to fulfill the desire known as greed.
在贪婪和为了满足贪欲而作出作奸犯科的行为，这两者之间只是有一线之隔。
A thief steals because of greed.
一个小偷因为贪婪而偷东西。
A merchant cheats because of greed.
一个商人因为贪婪而变成奸商。
A builder uses inferior materials in construction because of greed.
一个建筑师因为贪婪而偷工减料。
Ahab had enough knowledge of the law of God that he would not cross that line.
阿哈对神的律法可以说是耳熟能详的，他还未至于是敢公然犯法。
But not Jezebel.
但是耶洗别就肆无忌惮了。
She was a Baal worshipping Gentile.
她是一个敬拜巴力的外邦女子。
Well, look at 1 Kings 21:7.
我们来看看列王纪上的21:7.
She said to her husband,
她对她的丈夫说，
Get up!
你起身吧。
Eat and drink.
心里面畅畅快快地去吃饭。
I will kill to give you what your heart covets.
我不惜杀人都要满足你心里面的贪念。
And Jezebel asked Ahab her husband, why was he sullen?
耶洗别就问阿哈为什么他心里面这么忧闷呢？
And you can hear this weak man saying, well, I wanted Naboth the Jezreelite's field.
你几乎可以听得见这个懦夫说，我好想得到耶斯列人拿伯的葡萄园。
And he refused.
但是他却是不答应。
But Jezebel was a woman of action.
但是耶洗别这个女人是喜欢任意妄为的。
A woman of determination.
她一不做二不休。
Which made up for the weak-willed, vacillating king Ahab.
他正好就弥补了阿哈的优柔寡断。
While the king had little moral compunction which came from his Jewish heritage.
如果说阿哈王还保留了一点犹太传统里面的道德良心的话，
Jezebel had none.
那耶洗别可以说是完全没有顾忌的了。
Jezebel never let anything or anybody stand in her way.
耶洗别呢，她从来都不能够容忍任何人拦阻她的计划。
She was so cold-hearted that she would lie under oath.
她冷酷无情，甚至呢，可以说是发毒誓呢，都是在讲假话的。
Verse 8.
在第八节那里
shows you her determination which led her to forgery.
我们看见她心狠手辣地去欺诈
and treachery.
去陷害。
She forged a letter in the king's name.
她以王的名是伪造了圣旨。
She stole his signet ring.
她偷了阿哈王的玉璽。
And stamped his name on the letter.
在信上面盖了王的印。
Look at the hypocrisy.
他又假慈悲。
She told the population of Jezreel.
他告诉耶斯列的老百姓听。
To proclaim a day of fasting.
叫他们呢是要去禁食。
What does that mean?
这个究竟是什么意思呢？
Her public relation officers explained to her that when the Jewish people wanted to announce a coming judgment, the king must announce a day of fasting.
因为他那班的走狗呢跟他说，当犹太人要宣布审判之前呢，王通常呢都是会宣告禁食一天的。
So she did.
于是呢他就依法炮制了。
She wasn't the king, but she functioned as if she was the king.
虽然她不是王，但是呢，她已经是篡夺了王权了。
She bribed two witnesses to testify against this poor, faithful man of God, Naboth.
她买通了两个匪徒去做假见证，控告忠实的拿伯。
He was one of the 7,000 who have not bowed to Baal.
拿伯是未向巴力屈膝的7,000人里面的其中一员。
And Jezebel used the law of God to do her dirty work.
耶洗别她居然敢假借神的律法来去达成自己的阴谋。
You can imagine how Naboth must have felt.
你可以想象得到拿伯当时的感受是怎样。
When he heard two false witnesses accusing him,
就是当他听见两个假证人的控诉的时候，
This wicked woman was scheming to shed innocent blood.
这个邪恶的女人，她设计陷害无辜的人。
Why？
为什么她要这样做呢？
Because of greed，
是因为贪婪。
Envy，
是因为嫉妒。
Covetousness，
是因为她垂涎其他人的东西。
I want to tell you a story.
我呢想同你讲一个嘅故事。
It is told about two men.
呢个故事呢系关于两个人嘅。
One was envious and the other was covetous.
其中一个呢佢嘅妒忌心好重，另一个呢就好贪心。
The ruler of the land sent a message.
咁喺嗰度嘅地方官呢佢就宣布。
Grant them one wish each.
就俾呢两个人呢各有一个嘅愿望。
There was one provision.
但系有一个规定。
The one who chooses first will get exactly what he asks for.
边个先选择嘅话呢佢就可以得到佢所想要嘅一切。
While the other man will get exactly twice of what the first one had asked for.
而另一个人，即系第二个人呢，就能够得到第一个人所选择嘅嘢嘅双倍份量。
So they cast lots.
所以呢，佢哋就抽签啦。
And the envious man was to choose first.
咁嗰个嫉妒嘅人呢，佢就抽中呢系先拣。
And he found himself in a quandary.
咁佢当时呢，就可以话呢系进退两难啦。
He wanted something great for himself.
佢好想狮子大开口去要多啲嘢。
But then he thought,
但係佢转念呢就去諗啦。
If I do that, the other guy is gonna get twice as much.
如果我咁样做咁另一个人呢就会得到双份㗎啦。
If I ask for a fortune,
如果我要嘅係财富
he will get twice as much.
咁佢呢就会得到两倍嘅财富咁多㗎喇。
If I ask for a palace,
如果我要一座宫殿
，the other man will get two palaces。
咁另外嗰个人呢就会有两座宫殿噶啦。
So he thought for a while。
咁于是乎咧，佢就谂咗一阵。
And finally he said，
最后咧佢就话啦
，pluck out one of my eyes，
请你挖咗我其中一只眼啊。
And that's what envy, jealousy, and covetousness does。
这个呢就是嫉妒贪婪所带来的结果了。
It can never bring peace.
它是永远都不能够带来和平的。
I want you to pause here for a moment.
讲到这里呢请你呢是停一停想一想。
Because I want to tell you about the influence that women can have over men.
因为呢我想跟你讲一讲女人是怎样影响男人的。
This is not a trivial matter with me.
对于我来讲，这个呢，可以说是非同小可的事。
And I do not speak in jest.
我是不会随便是这样讲下算的。
In all seriousness,
而是呢，很严肃，很认真地去讲的。
Women who minimize their influence are unaware of the facts.
女人低估了自己对男人的影响力呢，就是忽略了事实了。
Both the Word of God and 2,000 years of Christian history present us with the fact that women are spiritually more susceptible than men.
神的话语以及基督教2000年来的历史告诉我们听一个事实，就是女性在属灵的事情上是比男性更加敏感的。
I am not absolving men of their responsibility.
我并唔系咧喺度为男性咧去开脱罪责。
But what I'm telling you is factual.
但系我想讲俾你听一个嘅事实。
Women are able to raise the spiritual temperature in society to a spiritual high pitch.
女性绝对能够掀起一个社会嘅属灵热潮。
By the same token,
但系同样道理
，they can denigrate it to the lowest level of failure.
佢哋亦都能够咧为呢个嘅社会咧带嚟最惨痛嘅失败。
Women are able to influence the church into the white heat of revival.
女性可以帮教会咧带嚟白热化嘅复兴。
Or divided into the littleness and pettiness of division.
但系同时咧，亦都可以带嚟最大嘅破碎同埋最大嘅分裂。
Women can lead a home to become heaven itself.
女性可以将家庭变成天堂。
Or cause it to sizzle with the flames of hell.
亦都可以咧，将家庭咧系变成充满咗地狱之火嘅。
God has placed that power in the hands of women.
上帝将呢个能力放喺女性嘅手里边。
After all, if Jezebel was a godly woman, she would have said to Ahab the following.
如果耶洗别系一个敬虔嘅女子，咁佢咧就会对亚哈王咧咁样讲啦。
Ahab, you know you have more than enough.
佢会话：亚哈，你已经拥有好多好多嘢啦。
Ahab,
佢会话：亚哈。
You have this, and you have this, and you have this, and furthermore, you got me.
佢会话你有呢样，有嗰样，而且你仲有我啊。
But she didn't.
但系耶洗别佢并冇咁样讲。
Instead,
相反嚟讲咧
，she catered to the worst, the lowest, and the darkest side of Ahab.
佢迎合咗亚哈王最丑陋、最邪恶、最黑暗嘅一面。
Every time I look at Jezebel and contrast her to some of the godly women that I have known around the world，
每一次当我睇见耶洗别嘅故事咧，我都总不免咧系会将佢同好多我所认识嘅敬虔嘅妇人咧去做一个比较。
Someone said Ahab was evil without Jezebel。
有啲人话，就算冇耶洗别啊，亚哈亦都咧系好坏嘅。
But he was worse because of her.
但系亚哈王却系因为有咗耶洗别咧而变得更加邪恶。
I have noticed that we've just run out of time.
我哋嘅时间咧已经系快要结束啦。
And I want to tell you so much more about this.
但系我仲有好多嘢咧，好想同你去分享嘅。
So will you promise me that you'll tune in next time so you can hear the rest of this?
所以请你应承我下一次在同样节目时间呢再次收听我们的节目。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下集再会。